Leviticus chapter 17. And the Lord spoke to Moses, and said, Speak to Aaron, and to his sons, and to all the sons of Israel, and say to them, This is the word which the Lord commanded when he said, As for any man of the house of Israel who slaughters an ox or lamb or goat in the camp, or who slaughters one outside the camp, and who does not bring it to the entrance of the tent of contact, to offer it as an oblation to the Lord, before the Lord's tabernacle, blood will be imputed to that man. He has shed blood, and that man will be cut off from the midst of his people. In order that the sons of Israel bring their sacrifices, which they have been sacrificing in the open field, and they bring them to the Lord, to the entrance of the tent of contact, to the priest, and that they sacrifice them as peace sacrifices to the Lord. Then the priest will sprinkle the blood on the Lord's altar, at the entrance to the tent of contact, and he will burn the fat as a sweet fragrance to the Lord. And they will no longer make their sacrifices to the demons which they go whoring after. This will be an age-abiding statute to them in their generations. And you will say to them, Any man from the house of Israel, and from the foreigners who dwell in their midst, who offers a burnt offering or a sacrifice, but who does not bring it to the entrance of the tent of contact, for it to be made to the Lord, that man will be cut off from his people. And as for any man from the house of Israel, or from the foreigners who dwell in their midst, who consumes any blood, I will oppose that person who consumes blood, and I will cut him off from the midst of his people. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have appointed it for you on the altar to atone for your lives, for it is the blood which atones for the life. That is why I have said to the sons of Israel, None of you will consume blood, nor will the foreigner who dwells among you consume blood. So as for any man of the sons of Israel, and of the foreigners who dwell in their midst, who hunts for a live catch, or birds which are eaten, he will pour out its blood and cover it with dust. For the life of all flesh is its blood, which is for its life. So I said to the sons of Israel, You will not consume the blood of any flesh, for the life of all flesh is its blood. Anyone who consumes it will be cut off. And as for anyone who eats a carcass of natural death, or a savage carcass, among native people or foreigners, he will wash his clothes and wash himself with water, and he will be unclean until the evening. Then he will be clean. But if he does not wash his clothes, or does not wash his body, then he will bear his iniquity.